CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 15th of December 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB 2025 election nominations process is open. The Society is advertising for a new convention chair. YOTA month is busy this week with more callsign hosts to listen out for. The RSGB 2025 elections process has begun and nominations are open for a range of volunteer roles. The RSGB's president, John McCulloch, GI4BWM, will reach the end of his second year as president at the AGM and so will stand down. There are also two elected board director vacancies. The board is looking for people with specific skills to fill these roles. The current president is one of the few at board level with extensive experience in spectrum matters and negotiating with the authorities. So that skills gap needs to be filled. Outreach has been an important focus over the last year for the Society, and it would like to support the current activities and expand on them. These developments will include encouraging practical skills amongst the amateur radio community and building links with other organisations. Building on those relationships will require someone with drive and determination, but also tact and diplomacy. There are 8 posts available for RSGB regional representatives, ranging from Region 1 in Scotland to Region 11 in the Southwest. For more details about the roles as well as application forms and candidate packs, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/election. The RSGB has been developing its convention over recent years to suit the changing needs of the amateur radio community. From a face-to-face meeting, it evolved into an online event when we weren't allowed to meet, then changed again into a hybrid event, bringing together the best of both for people in this country and across the world. The Society has also been developing the programme to include practical workshops and forums to support radio amateurs who would like a safe and accessible environment in which to try to develop their practical skills. The RSGB General Manager has been doing the role of Convention Chair for the last 3 years, but has now stepped back from that additional voluntary role, so the RSGB is looking for a new Convention Chair. This role needs someone who understands the advantages of both online and in-person events and who can contribute to shaping the RSGB conventions of the future to suit the changing amateur radio audience. The RSGB is looking for someone who is enthusiastic, proactive, collaborative and good at working with others in a strong team. They will also need an awareness of all aspects of amateur radio, including the latest developments and what might be on the horizon. As part of the wider convention team, they will need to suggest ideas for speakers and practical activities that will attract a range of radio amateurs. If you believe you could contribute to the development of this prestigious annual event, the RSGB would like to hear from you. Please contact the RSGB General Manager, Steve Thomas, M1ACB, via golfmike@deltaechopapatango@rsgb.org.uk. Youngsters on the Air Month is now halfway through, with plenty more operators booked to host GB24YOTA. There's still time to work the RSGB National Radio Centre's GB3RS station, which is hosting the call sign for the duration of today, Sunday the 15th of December. on Wednesday, the 18th of December, the Simon Langton Boys School in Canterbury will be operating between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. On Thursday, the 19th of December, between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m, the Cambridge University Wireless Society will once again be hosting GB24YOTA. To finish up the week, Tommy, M7OMY, will be operating on the 20th and 21st of December under the supervision of Les, M0BOY. Tommy is a young radio amateur and has been taking part in YOT months for a few years, so be sure to listen out to make a QSO with him. Search GB24YOTA on QRZ.com to view the full operating schedule. The RSGB's headquarters will close for the Christmas and New Year period from 2 p.m. on Tuesday the 24th of December. It will open again at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday the 2nd of January 2025. During that time, if you need information about amateur radio, exams or RADCOM, you'll find lots of information on the website via rsgb.org. If you are planning to visit the RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park over the holidays, please note that it will be closed on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day. On New Year's Eve, the NRC will close at 2 p.m. The National Radio Centre will also be closed for essential maintenance works on Thursday the 2nd of January. Outside of these times, volunteers look forward to welcoming visitors as usual. Remember that RSGB members can download a free entry voucher for Bletchley Park from the RSGB website via rsgb.org/BravoPapaVoucher. On the 6th of December, Ofcom announced an update regarding the timing of phases 2 and 3 of its amateur radio licensing framework, including changes to the new intermediate call signs and rules for special event stations. These phases were originally planned for December 2024 and March 2025, respectively, but Ofcom now expects to deliver them in the third quarter of 2025. For more information, go to Oscar Foxtrot, Charlie Oscar Mike, .org.uk and search for licensing updates. And now for details of rallies and events. The Sparkford Radio Rally is taking place on Sunday, the 29th of December at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel, near Yeovil. Doors are open to traders from 7:30 a.m. and from 9:30 a.m. to the public. Admission is £2. Refreshments and free parking will be available. For more information, please contact Luke via 07870 168 1907 or email mike3victorhotelvictor@hotmail.co.uk. Looking ahead to events coming up next year, the Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally is taking place on the 26th of January at the Festival Hall, Caistor Road in Market Raisin. Doors open at 10 a.m, admission is £3, hot refreshments and ample free car parking will be available. Cost of a table is £10. To book, please contact Steve Burke, M5ZZZ, via 07 77 699 069 or email mike5zulu@outlook.com. Now the special event news. There is still time to work the Humber Fortress DX Amateur Radio Club, which is once again active with the special call sign Golf Bravo Zero Mike Charlie until Thursday the 26th of December. The MC in the call sign stands for Merry Christmas. The club would like to invite everyone to call in and give them a hearty ho 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 and tell them what a radio equipment you'd like from Santa this year. The club will also be live streaming on its YouTube channel. Oscar Romeo 100 Lima Golf Echo is a special call sign in use by members of the Liège Radio Club, ON5VL, to celebrate its 100th anniversary. The station is active until the end of the year on 160 to 6 meter bands using CW, SSB, FT8 and FT4, QSL via Lopwork of the World, EQSL, or via ON6YH. QSOs will also be uploaded to CLUBLOG. Starting in January 2025, members of the British Railways Amateur Radio Society will be operating special event station Golf Bravo Zero Lima Mike Romeo to celebrate 200 years of the modern railway. QSL via the Bureau or direct by sending a stamped addressed envelope to the address given on QRZ.com. Now the DX News. Mike, Victor 47 November Hotel, is active from St. Kitts and Nevis until the 17th of December. The IOTA reference is NA104. He will operate on the 40 to 10 meter bands and SSB, QSL via KC1 NGS or Logbook of the World. The Victor Papa 2 Victor Mike Mike team is active from Anigada Island in the British Virgin Islands. There'll be QRV in the 2024 ARRL 10 meter contest, which ends at 23:59 today. Outside of the contest, they will be QRV holiday style, using Victor Papa 2 Victor / home call until Tuesday the 17th of December. QSL via Logbook of the World, Bureau, OQRS, or direct to KU9C. Full details via QRZ.com. Sierra 21 Delta X-ray is active from Bangladesh until the 19th of December. The IOTA reference is AS140. The team is active on the 160 to 10 meter bands, SSB, RTTY, and FT8. QSL via Logbook of the World or direct to EB7DX. A Danish de-expedition will be operating as Tango Oscar Zero Juliet from French Guiana between the 20th and 31st of December. They will be active on the 80 to 10 meter bands, CW, SSB, but mainly FT8, QSL via Club Log, OQRS, Log of the World, or EQSL. Now the contest news. The UK 6-metre group Winter Marathon started at 0 hours UTC on Sunday the 1st of December and ends at 23:59 UTC on Friday the 31st of January 2025, using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchanges, signal report and locator. The ARRL 10-metre contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 14th of December and ends at 23:59 UTC today, using CW and phone on the 10-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. United States, Canadian and Mexican stations will also send their state or province code. On Tuesday the 17th, the RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes on the 23 centimeter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And then on Thursday the 19th of December, the RSGB 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 12th of December 2024. We had another week with quiet geomagnetic conditions, other than a 3-hour period with a KP of 4 on the 9th of December. As of last Thursday, when this report was being compiled, it had been below 3 for the past 7 days. Active region 3920 produced an impulsive M2.8 solar flare, peaking at 10.06 UTC on the 11th of December. A quick M2 flare was also detected around AR3922 in the southeast quadrant. There was also an M6.4 solar flare at 0648 UTC on the 10th of December, but no Earth-directed coronal mass ejections were observed. The solar flux index, despite being predicted to reach 200 again, has been simmering away in the 160s and 170s. Nevertheless, the quieter geomagnetic conditions have helped HF with the extrapolated MUF over a 3,000 km path, often hitting 40 MHz at times. However, the early sunset, which is around 1538 UTC to 1621 UTC at the moment, depending on your location in the UK, means that the MUF drops off quite quickly in the afternoon. The average critical frequency at night is currently about 3 to 3.5 MHz, which explains why the HF bands appear to be dead. The winter solstice is on the 21st of December, and we won't see much change until we get to mid-January. There is DX to be had, with CDXC members reporting working YJ0CA, Vanuatu, on 15 metres, V73WE, Marshall Islands, on 30 metres, and YI1QEA, Iraq, on 10 metres. So, at the moment, make the most of the daytime DX and grey line openings, and reserve the evening for top band, and perhaps 80 metres. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain around 170 to 175. The KP index is expected to be around 2 or 3, apart from the 19th of December, when it could reach 4. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The period of enhanced tropo activity will have faded away by this weekend as the high pressure slips away into Europe and declines. This allowed low pressure to regain control from last Friday through the current weekend. There may be a chance of some rain scatter propagation on the gigahertz bands, though it doesn't look like a particularly good example. All is not lost for tropo followers, since the next high drifts in from the Atlantic early next week. Southern UK will benefit the most from tropo paths to France and across Biscay. This lasts until midweek, to be followed by a return of low pressure for the second half of the week, and probably a better rain scatter option than this weekend. The big Geminis meteor shower peaked yesterday, 14th of December, but will linger throughout the month. The radiant source rises late afternoon and sets the following lunchtime, and is most favourably positioned late evening and early morning, pre-dawn. Next, a consideration of aurora prospects, which are still a little enhanced by solar conditions. So, as usual, stay alert to an increasing KP index above KP4 to keep in the game. Finally, remember that the period of Christmas and early January is well known for producing random, out-of-season, sporadic-y. It's not possible to fine-tune sporadic-y prospects this far ahead, but it wouldn't hurt to monitor the F0 sporadic-y traces on the www.propquest.co.uk website between now and mid-January. The moon's declination is at maximum today and also on Monday, so expect long moon windows with high peak elevations. Past losses are still low, but rising, so it's still a good week for EME. The 144 MHz sky noise is moderate to low all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. 2 metres only this week. Full works for all the clubs mentioned within my coverage area. So, for the southwest. On Tuesday, Barton District Amateur Radio Club will hold a net of 70.475 megs from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Dave Wellham, G0DPW, Bravo Alpha Delta, Alpha Romeo Charlie, at protonmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact us via novemberbravo@alfaromeocharlie.org.uk and Dave G7BYN on 07533 933 831. On Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club has an informal Zoom discussion starting at 8 p.m. For details, contact Andy Jenner, G7KNA, enquiries at Sierra Bravo, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .co.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at The Chantry, Thornbury. This Wednesday, the 18th, the club will be holding the traditional Chairman's Quiz. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. The club's Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. More details are available from the club's website and Facebook pages. Contact is Terry M0TJX, Secretary, at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .uk, or phone 07889208090. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. Contact is via Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. Now for Wales, on Tuesday, Bury Amateur Radio Society is holding a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 645 Sierra Papa, from 7:30 p.m. There will be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900560080. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the second and third Tuesday of the month in the upstairs room at Bulwark Athletic Club, Mathone Road, Chepstow, postcode November Papa 165 Juliet Tango, from 7:30 p.m. The next club night is on the 17th of December. The Society welcomes all radio users. Their website is Golf Whiskey 4, Lima Whiskey Zulu, .co.uk. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Henflis Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. New and old members are always welcome. The Society has a fully equipped shack for member use, which also houses the GB3YA repeater with an EchoLink connection via GB3YA-R. Both are owned and maintained by the club. Why not join them Monday evening net on 145.7125 MHz, CTCSS 94.8, with a 600 kHz split from 7:30 p.m. To find out more, visit the club website at mikecharlie0yankeealphadelta.club or contact Ken Smith on 07411 555 103. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 MHz from 10 a.m. Monday sees a digital net from 8 p.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. Members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. For more information, see Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey .org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Astrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 41, 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. More information about the society can be found by visiting Golf Whiskey 2 Foxtrot Oscar Foxtrot .co.uk. Contact is John GW4BUZ on 01443 432 542. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Monday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wen Industrial Estate, Rogerston, postcode November Papa 109, Foxtrot Quebec. It's 5 minutes from Junction 27 of the M4. On Fridays, there's a net on 145.550 MHz from 7 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSDB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS-schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.